Pay attention to Getting Green. It's a monthly interview we share with you when it comes to how best to green you, your home, your business, and who is greening in the area. Michigan Battle of the Buildings, the 2015 winners have been named. We celebrate their winnings and we steal their tips. Glad you are here. Matt Henderson, Vice President of Operations for New Wool Company, Inc. Good morning to you, Matt.
Good morning, Shelley.
You didn't bring me any examples of your wool or anything?
I should have, but I did not.
Okay. You're here to talk about greening and the recent awarding. First of all, your role at your organization and the cliff notes of New Wool.
Sure. I'm a vice president of operations there. I'm in charge of the plant operations, the manufacturing, our transportation, and basically anything else that happens out in the plant. New Wool is a manufacturer of cellulose insulation, so what we do in general is green. We make our product out of recycled newspaper. So we recycle about 195,000 pounds of paper a day, which ends up being about 50 million pounds of paper a year. So we take that paper, we grind it up, and then we bag it and sell it. It's blown into commercial and residential buildings. And we've been doing that since 1949. So
cool. So I would think New Wool is a great example of a company that's doing business, shall we say, in the circular economy. Can you talk about that?
Sure. Yeah. So, you know, basically what we do is we take products that no one else wants or could end up in the landfill, recycled newspaper, post-industrial papers, and we're reusing that and then putting it in people's homes and in buildings, commercial buildings down here in the Grand Rapids area, all over the Midwest, and using that what might be garbage or scrap to make other buildings green too by re-insulating them and saving energy for other people. So it's very circular the way it works.
So I have a feeling one of our messages before we say our goodbye is recycle, recycle, recycle.
Absolutely.
Because here's the proof that it works. Let's talk about the workings of the Michigan Battle of the Buildings. Was this your first time competing in this competition?
It was, yeah. It was our first year competing, and obviously it went very well for us. We won the manufacturing and industrial category, so we had an 11% decrease from 2014, and it helped us save over $20,000. So it paid off in that we were able to help out and be a green company, but also save green and save our company money as well. So,
and can you just put the hat on for spokesperson of the Michigan Battle of the Buildings? What did you look to compete for?
You know, we didn't really know what to expect, so we tried to just focus on ourselves and what we thought would be the right thing to do for the company, mm-hmm. and try to do what we thought was right. For the company, and then also on the green side, what can we do that makes sense and financially, and then also what makes sense to save energy. You know, there's always a give and take there in a business where we have to look at both sides.
Cool. So let's steal some of your ideas. What did you do last year to decrease your energy uses? And if you can do a few specifics for us.
Sure. So it's interesting because we didn't do a lot of large capital projects this year. What we did were little things. We worked on reducing the hertz we used to run some of our big motors over 100 horsepower. We used our variable frequency drives to try to back those. The amount of energy we used to run those, they used a tremendous amount of energy, so that helped a lot. Working to turn off lights in our warehouse and production areas when they weren't being used or during the day when we could use daylights was a big thing. And then making sure that we were running consistently and not over-amping any of our machines. What we do is shred paper, so if we put big slugs of paper into our shredding equipment, it can cause our amperages to go really high and use more electricity than if they run flat and even. So we focused as a team on making sure we could even that out and stop those spikes from happening. So just a lot of little things added up for us.
I trust there was teamwork. How did you determine what energy efficiency projects to work on? And it sounds like you had more than one, and there were some partnerships happening.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, we use our internal team, our maintenance and our production team, our finance, our accounting department helps in that. But we also use an outside energy management group called Midwest Energy. Mm-hmm. They help us track our energy usage each month. They put it into an easy-to-use dashboard for us. But they also help us on the engineering side, working on figuring out usage per machine, breaking that down so we can work on our ROI calculations. Because like I said before, we have to make sure that what we're going to do is going to pay back too, within a certain parameters that we set for those projects. So they've helped us on that. They performed some leak studies on our air compressor system. So they've been a great partner. They were actually the ones that got us involved in the Battle of the Buildings last year and this year too, for 2016. So they've been a great partnership. We've been with them now for, I think, 4 years, and it's been a great partnership.
Speaking about partnerships and more, our Getting Green segment, the topic for today, the Michigan Battle of the Buildings, 2015 winners, one of such winners in the House, Matt Henderson, Vice President of Operations for New Wool Company, Inc. Were you able to take advantage of the financial incentives with the utility companies, if you can share a detail here?
You know, we have in the past years taken advantage of some of those incentives for replacing lighting and such. Last year we did not qualify for any, but this year we are looking at a couple projects, capital projects that we're looking at that may qualify, and we're in the process of evaluating that and submitting for those.
Great, cool. So I guess the drum roll, are you in for 2016?
We are in for 2016, and have already started putting our plans together and putting those plans into effect. And like I said, we are, unlike last year, looking at some larger capital projects to save a fair amount of electrical energy for us this year and moving into the following years.
Great. There's pressure. Will the 2015 winners returned to take home the trophy. Bottom line, you're doing good things for both your company and the world, I would think. What else in our final word would you like to share, Matt?
I think it's just that we all have to be responsible citizens out there corporately, in our personal life, and so I think that the Battle of the Buildings is a great way to get companies, buildings, people that maybe wouldn't normally, businesses that wouldn't normally focus on green, involved into the green green atmosphere, and that anybody really has the power to reduce energy, no matter if it's a huge manufacturing plant or just a warehouse or a small accounting office, maybe in a little section of a building. So, you know, we all have to do our part to improve.
What do the Hendersons do for fun?
We love to spend time outside in beautiful Michigan, both in the winter and summer. So we try to do that as much as possible.
Cool. Four seasons to do such that. How do we find out more about New Wool?
You can visit us at our website, www.newwool.com. And everything's right on there.
Thanks a lot. Take care to you, Matt Henderson, Vice President of Operations, one of the Michigan Battle of the Buildings 2015 winners. We take your advice and go get them. Thanks, Matt.